Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So a couple of weeks on the show, I shared a story about something that I saw while I was taking Barrett to one of his lacrosse games. This is the audio from that show. I saw this story this morning. I just witnessed this myself. I took Barrett to see a BC High varsity lacrosse game the other day.
Yep.
And it was about an hour drive there and back.
Uh-huh.
And on the highway, I saw somebody eating soup.
Like with a spoon or out of a
yes,
thermos?
No, with a spoon and
two
like
hands.
A plastic bowl and a spoon, and they were eating soup.
It's right up there with watching TV or reading a book.
I watched a woman read an entire romance novel on 93 while she was going like 80. And I mean like shirtless Fabio guy on the cover, paperback, turning the pages.
What is wrong with you people?
So this month is this whole like national distracted driving awareness
yep.
month thing. Getting ready while driving, about 27% of drivers admit to doing this.
At stoplights only.
Eating while driving, and it isn't just snacking. 72% of people who eat while driving admit they are eating some risky meals, like barbecued ribs or a bowl of hot soup.
Who's eating ribs while your steering wheel is going to look like a murder scene? That's insane. That's insane behavior.
People are wild when they drive.
I'll eat like nuggets and dip them while I'm driving.
It's wild to me that you will take money from a bank, paying it off for 3 years with interest in whatever, and you treat your car like that. Like, oh, if I wreck it, whatever.
Who's bringing a rack of baby back ribs into their car?
It's just a
what
weird
type
flex.
Of lunatic?
617-655-1234.
Still funny.
You can call or text, you know, if you've seen something like that wild on the streets. Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're the one doing the distracted driving.
Yeah, it was about over 10 years ago I did it, but I was to be a pro at it. My daughter used to love milk, and I used to have to travel with a gallon of milk with me and her cup, and I would use the side of my arms and my elbow to steer while I would be on the highway, and I would unscrew her cup and fill the cup with the gallon of milk and screw it on and hand it to her and put the gallon of milk back down.
Would you go on long drives with a gallon of milk in the car?
Sometimes. I would have, like, a cooler and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Like, this happened for about probably 2 or 3 years. This had to happen because she was a big milk drinker, had to have milk.
Right.
That's a lot of knee and elbow driving.
She's 15 now.
We have a little thing that goes in your cup holder. Lana loves the sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's the best sauce.
And it clips into the air conditioning vent on the car that you can put the sauce there so that you can eat your nuggets and not get into an accident or spill the sauce.
I have a certain space in my console that's perfect for sauce when I get a 10-piece.
Right. Well, a 10-piece is okay, but eating ribs?
Ribs is bananas. Like, yeah.
Thank you, Heather, by the way. And making a bowl of cereal is also pretty wild.
Driving around everywhere with a gallon of milk in the car is interesting.
Kevin is from Beverly. I don't think we're going to get anything stranger than this. Kevin, what did you see while you were driving?
So while we were stuck in traffic on Route 9 heading to Boston and Framingham, we could hear a little guitar serenade and looked over, and there was a gentleman driving an old van, just rocking away, sitting in his chair, sitting in his seat, playing acoustic guitar.
What? In the passenger seat?
No, driver's seat. One driver, one passenger, or one driver, no passengers, just playing away. me and the guys I was riding with didn't miss a beat. We all held our lighters up, stuck in traffic, and joined the serenade.
Impromptu jam band. Let's go.
It was great.
Is the neck of the guitar sticking out the window? Because it's like a guitar's long.
I think he was left-handed, if I remember correctly. It was a few years back, but he looked very comfortable. It was definitely not the first time he pulled together a one-man band.
Did you know what he was playing?
You know, it wasn't Stairway to Heaven, I can tell you that.
No, it was definitely Wonderwall, Dan.
It could have been. He was either putting together an original piece or just passing the time.
Oh, my God, so good. All right, thanks, Kevin. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Cheryl's from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. What did you see people were doing while driving?
I saw a guy shaving, and he was fully lathered and doing the whole facial twitching his face side to side and his nose and all that.
That's a man who was very late for an important meeting.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the water from to rinse it off?
He must have a glass in the cup holder that he's dipping the razor in.
I know. I was like, one quick turn and he's going to slice his face. I'm like, oh my.
And you actually have another one, right, real quick?
I do, because I've been commuting a long time. I saw someone with a newspaper splayed across their steering wheel.
Yeah, I see that one a lot.
That's the original texting and driving.
Right.
That is scary.
I always like when you see they have the book or the Kindle right on the steering wheel, right? And they're just flipping through reading while in traffic.
I see so much. And I ride a motorcycle, too. And so you really focus on the driver. And there's so much that happens.
I used to have a motorcycle when I was younger, and I won't get another one because it's changed so much where everyone's just looking on their phone and not paying attention now. If you get rear-ended, it's game over.
Absolutely. I totally get you. It's a scary world out there.
Cheryl's a badass, Dan.
Cooler than us, that's for sure.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks, Cheryl.
You too. Thanks.
We got a text, Dan, from the 339 as a personal insurance agent. This segment is making me twitch.
Sorry about that.
Think anybody will be able to beat the guitar player?
You know, it's a crazy world out there, and I have hope.
617-655-1234. Craziest thing you've seen somebody do while driving, if it's better than playing guitar.
Well, someone's got a royal flush out there. Talk to us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.